You are listening to In the Window with DJ Frogs, Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. On March 6, 1995, Vivian Stansel died in a fire at his bedsit. He was 53. In 1991, Viv made a short autobiographical piece called Vivian Stansel, The Early Years, a.k.a. Crank, for BBC Two's The Late Show.
Madness, you'll soon grow out of it, my mama told me. You'll soon grow up and darling, you'll be normal. All this violence is just hormonal. Those of us on your arms are only scratches. Why must you make yourself so unattractive? Could you wasting away? Music. What's that bloody row? You call that music? Mama, it's my song and I might lose it. Only ugly noise is what I call it. To be is everything I ever dreamed of. I won't turn it down and be a good boy now. Won't you look at me wasting away? Wisdom. Say I'm wasting. I'm filthy.
Why me? Why won't it stop? I don't know. Are there any clues? Clues. A few years ago, a woman from the Daily Mail phoned to inform me they were doing a piece on Sir John Betjeman, and they would like me to companion him in the article, I being representative of the younger English eccentric. She wanted to know if I was still doing it. Well, I don't do it. I'm merely myself, as near as damn it, without frightening the housing estates. And her question was absurd rather than fatuous, as it suggests deliberation. It's rather as though you woke up and decided, I'm going to be a Ghanaian today, or I'm going to be a giant squid for the weekend, or that's it, or I'm going to be a wardrobe for the rest of my word. Well, strap me to a tree and call me Brenda. I'm whatever you like, just don't expect me to join in. I do like games, though. You see, I'm not different for the sake of being different. And if for the desperate sake of being myself, I can't join your gang. You'd think I was a phony, and I'd know it. So, but my father would rather.
I'm right on the edge now, bursting my banks. Heard enough. End of my tether. If I've told you once, slipping my moorings, I'm a reasonable man. Don't answer back when I've asked you something. You're really pushing it, aren't you? Don't think you're too big. Wipe that grin off your face. Who do you think you are? The big I am? I wash my hands of you. I'm telling you this for your own good. The answer is no, no, no.
I thought my name was No, the man with no name. Normal people are called shut up, as I'm sure you know.
2, 3, 4. If you had the way to realize what you could do with your potential, if you had the way to realize you could be like me, you could be a barrister,
a surgeon,
pontiff, or a politician, yet you choose to be a parasite, embarrassment to me. Horrid little shit, I gave you life. Is this the way that you repay me? Oh, yes, indeed, you'll rue the day. Don't say I didn't tell you so.
He had the wit to realize what he could do with his potential.
If only you would try, I'd swell with thine, 'cause you would be like me.
The first 2 years of my childhood were wonderful. Just me and Mum and me and my voices evacuated from the East End to Shillingford, Oxfordshire. Idyllic. And I remember everything. Bombs whumping and deranged cows budging into the kitchen and Mum shushing them out with a broom. I was freakishly precocious. First words at 4 months, and I could have a conversation with you at 10 months, and that's pretty scary. And I was running, running, running. I had to be strapped into my pram. I can still smell that pram and feel the sticky blue leatherette of it. I hated it, that tugging. At the bottom of the garden, the long garden, the Thames with paddle boats, and sardined they were with dancing, battle-happy on-leave soldiers and their girls, dancing and laughing and shouting back to me, and the music, this sort of stuff.
Let a great big friend be your insurance. Take out the tea policy today.
Grin, grin, misfortune flies away, and Mr. Opportunity takes off his hat to say, keep on smiling, the pirates are paved with gold. Your father grinned on the dotted line and out the barrels rolled. And a great big grin be your insurance. Got the Teehee policy today. Now Mrs. Grimm lives down our street and a grin would crack her face. She disapproves of everything about the human race. She never has a spot of fun, neither wears her hair in a hot cross bun. Wish they'd drop her on the hun so the boys could all come home.
Sadly for me, when the boys did come home, they included my demobbed father, who now got it into his noddle that he was officer class. And by the time we moved back to Walthamstow, he's 17, he spoke like this. Hello! So, on the streets, I'm speaking like this, otherwise I'm definitely going to get me a bashed in. Whilst at home, it's all, what home am I? Hello, Papa, and shall there be buns for tea? Officer class, he determined to be a chartered accountant. And to this end, he polished his shoes so shiny that when you looked down, you could see all the way up to his suspenders, or upskirts, if you fancied it. And then he covered the shoes with protective rubber galoshes, and with bowler hat rammed tight and brolly grasped, he would every morning roller skate from Walthamstow to the city. It was thus explained to me, and with the utmost solemnity, that common as I was with polished boots and accent, it was possible to roller skate right to the top of and out of your tree. The self-made man formula manifest. My father was quite normal. I quickly learned to roller skate and to go bald. I was downright terrified of my father, and I still am, and he's been dead for more than a year. Everything I did was a disappointment, and everything I didn't do, sport, maths and so on, was unnatural because he could do it. And when it became clear to him that I was incorrigibly to become one of them, that is to say, an artist of some sort, he disowned me. He even refused to hold my hand after the age of five. It was the beginning of the beginning. Not surprisingly, I became quite a...
Geezer! Well, what a ginger geezer! Oh, did he have a seizure? Went up and locked him in a phone. Spooched up in the piccolo, we chipped around the daisies, bowling down a rubber with a cherry chai and a fine old bold and oily ray, me cherry bread and cheese.
I do remember persuading my mother to persuade my father to allow me to have a duffel coat. And on the first day of wearing it in the street, a little boy crowed to his mum, "Look at that man!" And she replied, "Don't look at him, he's a crank." My fringe was licked and secured with a hair clip. I was wearing my school tie. My mum explained to me, "Cranks, we don't know any of them, and moreover, they're common." I was 13. I then tried to be a teddy boy, hiding my draped jacket and drainpipes behind the coal bunker. The posh accent, which had literally been bashed into me, kept leaking out, so in that particular gang, I was tolerated as an amusing mascot. My mum taught me to knit and crochet when I was tiny, and teddy boys don't knit. Meanwhile, my father spent the last 20 years of his life vigorously watching television.
Growing up to be like Dad, deftifying time's ahead.
telling stories, oh, of days when Dad was old and gone. Now he sits and tells every comfort and sits with a washable cover. But it worries him that his life has gone by, cheerio. So he says to his son, I don't want to, I don't pay to, I've retired, you see, me. But it worries me, how can I convey, you might turn out to be, possibly, an armchair like me.
But alternatively,
a fresh-faced boy in navy blue, shaven and shorn, a shiny shoe, 2 level 5 foot 8, the ideal young Elvis C8. Oh, the morning run is lots of fun, especially if it's raining. We do real sports in our knee-length shorts, it's all part of the train. There's bands twitting, lots of swanking, and bromide tea to stop you thinking about anything at all.
I don't want to, I'm not paid to, I've retired, you see, but it worries me, how can I convey, you might turn out to be, possibly, an armchair like me. Possibly an armchair like me.
About this time, I became disaffected with the Roman Church. It wasn't so much being slapped round the chops at communion, me, 14 and naughty, kneeling at the altar rail, and Canon Bishop, a fierce Irishman, his head carved from a beetroot, bearing down, dispensing the host, catches me having a crafty butcher's at the other communicant's, eyes closed, tongues lolling out, and I can't keep a straight face. So in the In Nomine Patris et Filii, I cop the Spiritus Sancti right round the mooey, went back to my pew like this. And my mum thinks, bedad, the boy has the state of grace in him. It was a translating of the Mass into English so as you could understand it. I confessed to my mum that I now didn't understand it at all. Without the hallucinatory mumbo-jumbo, it became for me at best vulgar and far too dull for my kidney.
I like my steak heretic and bloody.
He's walking on the water, spreading his light. He raises up a dead man, makes him feel alive. I can see him waiting, spreading his light, spreading his light all around. When your ship is sinking, he's the bung in your punt. If you can't find your keyhole, hooray for Holman Hunt. He even works at weekends, he is never out to lunch. He is spreading his light all around. In the night he made of poplin, spreading his light. The shepherd plays Scott Joplin all through the night. Squeezing on his organ, spreading his light. And clinging to his old rugged cross.
Get that good man's haircut!
Spreading his light. All you can say is there, but for the grace of God go I. I can see him waiting for you to say goodbye, spreading his light all around.
From the squeezable age of 3 till I went to art school and sipped of the mad, generous grape of classless meritocracy, even yobbos can sculpt, I can recall almost nothing. The most of it, the horror, has been quite blanked out, save that I was improper, unfit, and a sissy, but rather curiously clever, so I was doing it deliberately and was therefore a shocking waste. My biological childhood wasn't so much bad as bewildering, and I got through it not so much courageously, but rather hopelessly, innocently burdened with the ineluctable conviction that I was destined to be an artist, and I really couldn't help that. Shocking waste or not, the trials and the astonishments did provide the stuff from which I fashion my work. So the childish things I had then to do in secret, I now do in public.
What the hell am I doing this for? What the hell am I doing this for? 'Cause I'd rather cut my hair than I'd let a stranger play my lead guitar. I'd rather cut my hands than I'd let a stranger play my own. Stranger blow my saxophone.
Sometimes I get so weak-willed and crazy, frustrated and angry, so wired up and wheeled, and so lonely, 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 so lonely. I let
a complete stranger play around with me.
I urge you to have a look at the video. There's a link on my blog at madasaboxof.blogspot.com.
I have to admit that I was slightly alarmed by Viv in the flesh, not only because of his sometimes unusual behaviour, but by the feeling that I was face to face with someone whose thought processes were not only very different to mine, but vastly superior. I've always had a similar reaction to Captain Beefheart, and since hearing that Stanchel and Beefheart spoke regularly on the phone, I've been lying awake at nights wondering what these two astonishing men might have been talking about.
John Peel there. In 1974, Vivian released his first solo album, Men Opening Umbrellas Ahead. This was withdrawn and deleted by the record label Warner Brothers soon after release, having sold only 5,000 copies. The record has remained unavailable in any commercial form for over 35 years, until Arkit Records did a reissue on CD and vinyl LP in 2010. This is Men Opening Umbrellas Ahead.
On grabbing, biting, backstabbing, palpitate on speedy spring-heeled shoes. When the only thing that counts is how much bounce to the ounce, I say you're on the road
to rock and ruin. Humanoids relax, empty swaying martial stags, peacocks in cruel captivity. Yes, insensate bodies wheel, cloaked in clockwork orange peel. Junker, junker, dead eyes. This ballet of the street, shiver to the beat, goes on and on forever. Tomorrow when you roll and your mouth is paved with gold, you begin to feel the cold. Blood soon will swell and overflood and asphyxiate all self-identity. Yes, before your mind is healed, you'll wear your madness as a shield and your stance is fierce. Dead eyes. Let me scream soon De Quincey's Lord and Dreams. Dread processions in the twilight of your loins. Tomorrow's children will be sold and unwittingly enrolled in the night soil of your selfishness. Dead eyes. Blood soon will swell and overflood
and asphyxiate all self-identity.
Your mouth is paving gold.
Yea, before your mind has healed, you'll wear your madness as a shield, and your stance is fierce.
You are listening to a tribute to Vivian Santel, who died 19 years ago. This is In the Window with DJ Frogs on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting round the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more.
Sister, brother, grandma, greengrocer, not even my news agent, especially requested a mention if I could fit it in. No way. Tough luck. Well, I ain't got nothing to say, bracket. A stunner really goes down well in security. That shit, put this in italics. I'm 14 and I can truly relate to you, man. Comma, thanks awfully. Full stop. Where was I? Close bracket. Oh yeah. I'm gonna say it anyway, in a way to make you think there must gotta be something in it. You're wasting your time. Right on. Shut up. Woo! Bring me my hair shirt. Bring me my whips. You're gonna hear it from these lips. Cause I got what I got. I got a Nessalola. Build it up. I gotta build down, build up a state I'm in. Christ's sake, don't understand me and bugger up my backstroke scene. Trip, Triton, Trotters. Oh! Mother! It's playing me. It's playing me up again. I have to go and have a sit down. Yeah, just relax and listen to the music. Chugga, chugga, on my palate, tube is upstairs painted in spots. Dot, dot, dot. Gentian violet on my mind. Ooh, ooh. Well, I do. Roman dusk. My blues. That'll do. Go! Go! To mention disappearing tigers and commitment. Commit me, mama. They're trying to commit me. Commit into the garden, maudlin. Commit. Thank you.
Stop the tape, I got spittle all over Mama's store.
Here comes the chorus that gets all the moms and dads going.
lovely bunch, secreted in my striped pyjamas. Struth, I'm coming on tough. Bad thing to tell him manana. Him just refused to lie down. Got to strap him to me leg to go shopping. Trouser snake, he's so strong. He loves to feel the freeness, the let it beness. Fresh air circling round he. Talking about a certain penis. Freehold property. Chairman Mao says, I only thinking of wrong. Throbbing in me semi-detached trousers, in sympathy with the song. I use a lot of sticky plaster to keep this old fellow controlled. A bit of wire and a wing. Pray that the damn thing will hold. He loves to feel the freeness, the let it beness. Fresh air circling round me. To put it with a little finesse, he's a bit of a whelk, you see.
Was it good, Paul? I mean, was it really good? How do you feel?
I feel drained.
Empty?
No, settling, filtering.
Like a fresh poured glass of Guinness.
Liquid, flowing.
Like a little snowstorm paperweight.
Heavy, secure.
Like a Sunday dinner.
Mindless. Blown.
Like a storm-tossed corpse.
Strong. Primeval.
Sleeping by the
How was it for you?
So.
And what a drag. Once my skin was soft as a hard-boiled egg, I held a whole wide globe in the palm of my leg. I was a clear-eyed pride of an upright man. Now I'm a downright sort of the sun, and that's sad. I'm trying real hard, think I've served my time in the purple-stained arms of the daughter of the vine. I'd like to settle down, but first I've got to settle up with the understanding man in the embalming fluid shop. I've got swinging gals, a pukebox, and an ulcer. My old arteries are hardening just fine. Do it. While you're waiting, will there be another take? I hope not, cause I'm knackered and I'm dying for a snakes. Get home early morning and I throw myself in bed. I sleep my mouth wide open and me woman thinks I'm dead. She kicks me, I start grunting, she knows that I'm alright. Scuffing in the darkness, I've been boozing through the night. Yeah, I'm scarring like a rhino and she gives a little dig. I roll onto my side and I drop like a pig. Now she starts to ram it, you should hear the way she talks. You've seen so many bottles, why don't you get yourself a cork? Gotta stop, gotta go, baby, by myself a muzzle.
Why can't I be different and original like everybody else?
comfort me. Darkened rooms calm me down. Make overtures to your insanity. Good to have friends around. Fear follows in the wake of sleepless days. Found your fight as thick as mayonnaise. Excretion in endless ocean.
We'll be right back.
That was Vivian Stansel and Men Opening Umbrellas Ahead. The tracks were, before the break, Apogee T Ole Reran, brackets Dead Eyes, and Truck Truck. And after the break, it was Yelp, Bellow, Rasp, etc., Prong, Red Eye, How the Zebra Got His Spots, Dwarf Succulents, Bout of Sobriety, Prong and Toots Go Steady, and Strange Tongues. If you have been, thanks for listening.